Chapter 18, Motivation. But how do you maintain the motivation to keep up the program? In the short run, it's a bad idea to focus on whether your symptoms are getting better. They will not get better in the short run, and any improvements you seem to experience from day to day are most likely just fluctuations of your symptoms, not a permanent improvement. Symptoms fluctuate up and down, and may even worsen temporarily during the massage if you press too hard. Therefore, in the short run, it is a very bad idea to only look at whether the symptoms develop in a positive direction. But what can you focus on instead? You need to focus on improving yourself in those areas that ultimately give you the symptoms. Focus on whether your muscles become softer. Focus on whether you are less stressed. Focus on whether your mental health is improving. Focus on whether your breathing improves. Focus on sleeping well again. And focus on whether you are actually sticking to the program. It's a bit like starting a new restaurant. When you start a new restaurant, you will not earn any money the first day, because first you need to build and prepare the restaurant. You need a place, a kitchen, some nice chairs and tables, and so on. So if you focus on whether you are making money, even before your kitchen is set up, you will conclude that this is not working and you will stop. You have to believe that once you have a nice kitchen with some nice recipes, some nice chairs and tables, then your restaurant will attract customers and eventually make money in the future. So in the beginning, measure your progress on whether you find some nice recipes, some nice chairs and tables, a nice location, and so on. Don't focus on whether you are making money yet. It is exactly the same with the massage. Understand what is giving you these symptoms, and then start working on and improve those different areas. So, focus instead on making your muscles relaxed, clean, smooth, and healthy with the massage. Focus on reducing your stress, improve your breathing, and so on. Let those be your goals, and your symptoms will follow. Milestones. While you are doing the massage program, your focus should not be on getting 100% cured. Sure, that is the end goal, but it should not be the focus. Instead, focus on the first milestone, a 25% improvement in your symptoms. I hope you can agree that 25% improvement would be great in its own right. Don't you agree? Then, once you've reached that 25% improvement, you stop the program with no plans of when to start again, so that you can spend some time appreciating that you've reached your first goal. You then enjoy a period with no program, maybe a week or maybe 3 months, depending on what suits you the best. And when you feel ready, you start again. But this time you are going for the second milestone, a 50% improvement mark. Then you take another long break and commit to going for the third milestone, the 75% improvement mark. You take another break, and finally you go for the fourth milestone and end goal of the 100% improvement mark. You take another break, and finally you go for the fourth milestone and end goal of 100% improvement. To measure your progress, we use a symptom list. A symptom list is a long list of some 50 symptoms, and you have to put a grade between 0 to 10 next to each of those. You will then get a total symptom score, and when this score has dropped 25%, you have reached your first goal. The massage is your daily spa. Do you ever feel guilty that you ought to be doing something else? Do you ever feel like you're wasting your time? Well, you no longer have to feel like that, because from now on, doing the massage will be your escape from these feelings. Doing the massage is the most important activity in your life right now. And as long as you are doing this, you can feel good. You can have a clear conscience. What is more important than getting your health back? Do it for yourself and do it for the ones who worry about you. If the massage is something you want to get over with quickly, then this will impact your motivation negatively. You must try to make the massage something you look forward to. This is your daily spa, the time of the day where you are spoiling yourself with a nice massage, a cup of tea, a good series on Netflix, or an exciting audiobook. Remember to do the relaxation breath during the massage and reach a level of pain from the massage that feels good. Light a candle, feel your body, relax and enjoy this time of the day where everything is about you. A time you can enjoy, knowing that right now you are doing the thing that is of the highest priority and importance in your life. This is not a waste of time. This is your time. The time when you can do absolutely nothing except massage, relax, and be good to yourself. It's the time of the day where no one can demand anything from you, and where you can demand nothing of yourself other than treating yourself good. If you do not look forward to the massage in this way, but as a chore you need to get over with, then you need more sugar in your tea, an extra biscuit, and remind yourself that you are the most important person in your life and that you need to get well. If you see the massage as a period of time where you are wasting your life, then you are wrong. You have to be able to say to yourself, actually, I'm okay spending 3 hours a day on the program to get my health back. Sure, it would be nicer if I didn't have to, but it's a fair trade-off to get my health back. Make a calendar. Another way to motivate yourself can be to make a calendar with 3 to 4 small squares next to each day, where you can put a check mark every time you've treated yourself to a massage spa. This is very motivating, as checking off boxes feels really good. It feels like you are getting something done when you tick off boxes.